Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard. We're talking about leading in tough times. And you know, there, Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. Michael, by the way, folks, is the author, co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about some of the challenges, some of the things that leaders have to face, have to deal with. And, you know, Michael, we're living the Chinese curse right now. You know the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. In my long business career, I don't think I've ever seen times like these as interesting as these. When you look at the global economy, some of the issues that are out there, the U.S. economy, you overlay politics over all of that. All the new exciting technologies that are coming out and how all that's affecting everyone. These are the most interesting times I've ever seen in my life. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that is a great point. And let me just share this, because I think it is disastrous times for people who don't have strong, families, strong sense of support and camaraderie at work. But for those who do, if you have good teams at work where you're working together, these are great times in a way, because just adversity shapes us and it tests us in ways that we look back and we really appreciate what we accomplished. And the same thing is true with the family. If you have a family that's pulling together rather than falling apart because of the stress of the times, these can be good times, especially in hindsight.
Well, you'll look back on those times and you'll remember how you work together to endure them. And I like what you're saying about the teams, especially at work. I've said for a long time that the times that I've been the most creative have been the times when the toughest times. That you're never going to be more creative than when you're up against it. And so that's a good time not to say, boy, I'm glad we're having these tough times, but to take advantage of them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think if you do some simple things like, making sure you get your people together once a week, and, together you do what I call the W3 list, which is the what, who, when, what has to happen.
Right.
And you highlight in red the things that absolutely have to be done that week. And make sure you're pulling together. And, when you put that in writing, it just brings clarity.
But one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, Michael, mm-hmm. You and I probably were having this conversation in 2009.
Yeah.
Our variation on this conversation.
For a while, yeah.
We probably had a variation on this conversation in 2010. We probably had a variation of this conversation in 2011. Mm-hmm. From a leadership standpoint, I mean, this recovery has been a long, tough slog for a lot of folks, especially our people. How does a leader continue to go back to the team and say, you know what, we got to keep fighting, we got to keep going, I know things are tough. You see what I mean? What do you do? To me, here we are in 2012, and we still don't have a recovery that anybody can get excited about. How do you keep going back to the folks and asking them for more?
Well, if people are going through it alone, it's really tough to do that. But I think if you're going through it together with a group of people who are communicating well, and that kind of leads us to the next point, Jim, which is caring about the people you lead. In mm-hmm. that quote I said, David cared for them with a true heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting? One of the things I teach, and it's a real aha for people, that we have mirror neurons in our brain, which mirror neurons help us feel what other people are feeling. And if we take the time to really get to know our people, and get to know the challenges they face and the opportunities. When they express in those conversations joy, if we allow ourselves to feel that joy, it actually enhances it for them. And if they express anxiety or uncertainty, if we can, we're equipped to do that. No, we can suppress it if we want, but we have mirror neurons in our brain that allow us to do that. And if we feel their pain, it diminishes, it eases their pain, and helps them mm-hmm. cope with it.
Well,
and
is this
part
where
of
you,
being a great leader?
But isn't this a time when you want to just be very, very honest and human in your leadership?
Absolutely.
In other words, not try to act like you're a superhero or something. Right after the winter of 2008, right after the crash happened, you know, I could tell my employees were getting a little nervous about things. You know, millions of people were being laid off, and I got them together and I said, folks, I don't know what's going to happen in the next year or two, but this will be my seventh recession to work through. And I know how I made it through all the others, and that's all I can tell you is I've got a track record. I don't know where we're going, but this is what's happened in the past, and I hope that means something to you. And it seemed to my point is just being human, being real, seemed to make a difference to them. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true, and I think especially in if you have one-on-one meetings with the people you're directly reporting to, which you need to be doing that on a regular basis, your direct mm-hmm. reports, then, if they're going through some struggles, to just share your own personal experiences mm-hmm. with that really connects with them and helps mm-hmm. them manage that stress, stress around that.
Michael, give us your website, please.
It's epluribuspartners.com. So it's right. E-Pluribus, like in America's motto, E-Pluribus
right.
Unum.
Partners.com. Check it out. Quick break. Tintail, right back with Michael Stollard. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.